Chapter 15. Jason ushered Lexi hurriedly into the house, casting a glance outside before shutting the door.
I knew you would come to me. You didn't tell anyone else, did you?
No, of course not. Lexi mentally crossed her fingers. She wanted Jason to feel like she was on his side, so he'd be more apt to talk.
Do you have the notebook?
Jason stared at Lexi. She noticed his eyes were rimmed in red. His face wore a stubble of beard, which was uncustomary for the clean-cut politician. Lexi took a few steps back. She reached into her purse, pulling up the book. She could feel her heart pounding with fear that Jason would know it wasn't the real one. Her eyes started to twitch, and she hoped the nervous reaction didn't give her away. Jason ran his hands through his already unkempt hair, messing it up even more.
I can't believe Kevin did this to me. You understand why I had to do it, right? I did it for us.
Us? He must be delusional, Lexi thought. She gave what she hoped looked like an understanding nod of her head.
I guess we have a lot in common. First Kevin betrays you, and then me. But now, we can be together. We can go anywhere we want with the money. I know you want to be together as badly as I do.
Go anywhere together? Lexi felt adrenaline coursing through her veins, her flight reflexes ready to kick into gear. She knew Jason had wanted to be more than friends, but she'd never given him any indication she wanted that too. The money? You mean from the bridge project? She probed, trying to get him to come out and say it so she could have it on tape. To her frustration, Jason merely nodded. She tried another angle of attack. How did Kevin find out about it?
It was my damn assistant, Sheila. She noticed a discrepancy in one of the financial reports that came through my office. She dug further into it and then told Kevin what she had found.
He snorted out a laugh.
Of course, the jerk figured out a way to use the information to make money. I wanted to fire her, but they had me over a barrel. I got her in the end, though. It was Sheila who delivered the fatal cupcakes to Kevin.
He gave a full-out laugh, which ended in a high-pitched, hysterical note. Great, he's delusional and deranged. Jason, why did you use my cupcakes to poison him? Surely you could have found some other food to put it in.
Ah, that was the brilliant part of my plan. With the history between the two of you, I knew poisoning him with your cupcakes would throw them off my track while they investigated you. Plus, it was a little insurance policy to make sure you would go away with me.
He eyed her up and down.
Just in case you resisted, I knew you wouldn't want to stay here and face jail time.
Lexi could only shake her head at his faulty logic. The man clearly needed dating advice if he thought setting her up for murder was a way to make her want to run away with him. Jason continued on, unaware that Lexi was edging her way toward the door.
Kevin was so cocky, so sure of himself, threatening to turn me in. I mean, I'm his brother, for crying out loud.
Turn you in? With the information in the book? Lexi asked, still holding it.
Yes, of course.
Jason's eyes narrowed to slits.
Wait a minute. Let me see what's in there.
Lexi tried to pull the book out of his reach, but he was too fast, grabbing it roughly out of her hands. He opened the book. Her heart clenched in terror. Lexi could see his face growing redder as he realized he'd been duped.
You bitch! He screamed. You tricked me, just like Kevin.
Lexi's brain was screaming for her to run, but her legs felt like tree trunks rooted to the spot. Jason's eyes were wild, his face a mask of rage.
No one crosses me, he sputtered. You saw what happened to Kevin when he tried it. He got his, and now you'll get yours too.
Jason lunged for Lexi, wrapping his hands around her throat. Squeezing with all his might, Lexi tried to fend him off, but her air supply was dwindling. Stars swam before her eyes. Everything was starting to turn black. She thought of Nans and Sprinkles. What would they do without her? Jason's face,
Only inches from hers, was screwed up in anger as he focused his energy on choking the life out of her. With one last burst of strength, she reached into her purse. Her hand closed on a round cylinder. She brought her hand up in between their faces, pressed the button on the cylinder, and sprayed. Lexi heard Jason scream, then felt him release his hold on her neck. She slumped to the floor, gasping for air, but finding only the heavy mist of pepper spray, which her lungs violently coughed out again. Hearing a thunderous crash and the sound of splintering wood, she peered through teary eyes toward the direction of the sound, just in time to see Jack and several members of the BRPD come barreling through the door with their guns drawn.